Welcome to Love You Most. I'm really excited for this episode because I feel like these are always some of your favorite episodes. And obviously, you guys know from the title, we're going to be talking about things I wish I knew in my 20s. Now, I'm not like super far into my 30s by any means. Like, I still have a ways to go until I feel like I've really, I don't know, just like really taken in all that there is to take in at 30. But I feel like I'm definitely learning a lot being in my 30s. And just like as I get older, I feel like I learn so much more every day. So this episode is going to be about things I wish I knew in my 20s. But we're also going to do like a little catch up just from like what I've done over the last few days. There won't be a Q&A segment because I feel like we're going to have a lot to cover with this episode. These are the episodes I really love to just dig into. But the Q&A segment, no worries, we'll be back next week. So make sure you guys go over to the Love You Most Pod Instagram, and on Monday I'll put the little Q&A box and I'll make sure to answer all of the questions that you guys ask. So yeah, let's do a little catch up first. So I went to a book signing yesterday, and it was my first book signing I've ever been to. It was with Kennedy Ryan and Tia Williams. It was one of the best events that I've ever been at. I just had no expectations, and I think my expectations were very low because I think I expected to just go and like maybe get a book signed and like go home. I didn't know that they were going to be like talking, and they talked for like an hour, and they talked so much about the publishing industry and like how hard it is to just be like a Black author and like all the things. And I met so many of you there. And I also loved hearing from them about like their writing and their writing process, because I've never actually like heard from an author and like give the behind the scenes of like their writing process. I just thought that that was so cool. Like each of them have like different things that they do to like get inspired to write, or whenever they're like in a writing slump, like to bring them out of the writing slump. So it was just like one of the coolest things ever. And I definitely want to go to more like bookish events like that. I think it was also nice meeting a lot of people who love books, just like all in one space. I did not get home until like 12:30 last night, and I am still on a high from yesterday. Like I was talking to my niece about it today. We went walking. And speaking of walking, I want to do more like things like that this summer. I don't have any plans to travel at all this summer. I might go on like a trip with my friend for her birthday because she wants to go somewhere for her birthday in June. But other than that, I don't have any plans. And I really want to just be at home for the summer because I feel like living on the lake feels like you're on summer vacation, like, or a vacation somewhere just by being here. And so I've been traveling a lot lately, and I'll be traveling a lot like early spring, like literally right now. But in the summer, I just have all these plans for all these things that I want to do. And this year we are doing it. Like I feel like every year I'm like, oh, like maybe I'll do this, or maybe I'll do that, or I'll like put a lot of stuff on Pinterest. But I think one thing I want to do this year is like kind of schedule out how I want to get everything done that I want to do. Like I want to go paint ceramics at the ceramic shop that's in town. And I feel like I always say that I'm going to do it, but then I never actually go. I've only been like twice, and it's literally been here like my entire life pretty much. So I want to do that. I also want to get into like needlepoint because I've just been seeing so many people do it and it looks really fun. There's just like a lot of little random hobbies and things that I want to get into this summer. And not that I can't get into it like throughout the year, but I feel like summer just feels so like new and fresh and fun. And it's my favorite season of probably all time. I don't know. Fall, I guess, is like kind of neck and neck, but I really love summer so much just for the vibes, truly. So, yeah, I definitely have a lot of plans to like go walking with friends and just like get outside and like do cool things here around town. Let me know what you guys are wanting to do this summer, because I feel like I love hearing what all of my friends want to do so I can get inspiration for myself too. Like, have you guys seen where people will like blow up a mattress and they'll take the mattress out onto like water and they'll just like lay on the mattress and like lay out? Like, would that not be the coolest thing to have like a blow up mattress like just in the middle of the lake, just like hanging out? Like, I want to do stuff like that that's just like fun and kind of has like no point to it. We're just like doing it just to like have kind of a mini adventure. I don't know. All of these little side quest ideas are in my brain, but will they actually come out into real life? I don't actually know. But that's something I really hope to do this summer. So let's get into this episode, and then we'll end the episode with our little bookish segment. The first thing that I wish I knew in my 20s was that no amount of time will turn the wrong partner or friend into the right one. And I say partner and friend because I feel like we can kind of like do the same thing for just people that we care about in general. Like we want to fix people. I feel like most of us do. And we try to like make that person fit into the person that we want them to be, even though they may probably will never be that person. And if they're just not like a good friend to you, or they're not a good partner, and they're not like trying to change that on their own, like no amount of time is going to make that happen. Like, and even if they're trying to change like on their own, I always tell people like I can't even remember who I heard this from, but I feel like since I heard like this little saying, I've just like really taken hold of it. But two truths can be very valid at the exact same time. So that person can be trying to be better, and they can be trying to like, you know, do the best they can as a friend or a partner or whatever. But you can also realize that you don't want that person in your life during the time that they're trying to like figure out whatever they need to figure out, because who's to say that that person isn't going to be like, quote unquote, working on themselves for the next 10 years. You know, like I think that sometimes we, just being the kind humans that we are, we want to be there for obviously someone's growth, but sometimes that like process is a very, very long one, and it might not be one that you want to stick around for, and it might not be one that actually ends in the way that you want it to. And so I feel like I definitely should have reminded myself of this in my 20s a lot, because I had so many friends where I would like hang out with them and I would be like, oh, like I'm going to eventually be like fun and exciting, and like something in me is going to make them like a better friend or like more interested in our friendship, like want to invite me to the mall or want to invite me to like do things on the weekend, and like something is going to like click where like I'm going to hang out with them enough, and then all of a sudden they're going to just like be better. And like that's just not the case. Like those friends stay the exact same friends that they were when we started being friends. They were just as crappy by the time that we ended our friendship, honestly probably more. And the same with partners. I feel like so often we can be like, oh, this person probably isn't the best right now, but like, you know, if I give them some time, maybe they'll like get better at this, this, and that. And like, maybe they will, but you also don't have to stick around during that process, because again, that could be a very long process. And who's to say that they ever will get better? Like that friend or that partner, they could just genuinely stay the way that they are for the rest of their life. And like, I mean, it's their life, so they can decide what they want to do and who they want to be, and you have to do the same for yourself. So the next thing that I wish I knew in my 20s was, and I feel like this is a really good one, it is that the right person isn't going to love you any less for being yourself. And I feel like this also kind of fits with like friendships and partnerships, because just it's so easy to be like, you know, if I like dress a little bit nicer, or if I like am a little bit funnier, or if I do this, that, or the other, like this person's gonna want me in their life like a lot more. And I feel like that kind of goes into what I was just like saying before. And maybe, I don't know, I feel like your early 20s is when you just do this a lot, but I feel like you kind of turn into who you feel like those people want you to be, or who you think they want you to be. And you kind of like forget who you are in a way. Like when I think back to myself in high school, I was literally a carbon copy of the people around me. Like I'm not even joking. Like if one of my friends was getting a shirt from Abercrombie, I was going out and buying like the same style, but like a different color. Or I would buy like a different style, but same color. Like if they bought a polo that had like, I don't know, cropped like spot where it would like crop right at like your waist, I would buy one that was maybe like a couple inches longer or something like that, just different color. Like I had no, like I had an identity, but I didn't want to show my identity, because I felt like if I act like them, if I dress like them, if I just try to be so close to them, that they will like want to be, I don't know, in my life. And the right person isn't going to be like that. Like the right person is going to love you for you, and they're going to love you for like all the unique things that like make you you. So I don't know, that's a big, big one that I think like we can so often forget. And like, I think that sometimes we can also get caught up in like self-growth or self-development and feel like, well, I also should be like a little bit different because like I need to work on this or I need to work on that. But I don't know, like one of my friends that I have, she was just telling me how she has like always been told by her friends that she's like dramatic and like outgoing and stuff. And her friends have always said that in a negative way. And it always made her feel like she needed to work on that or like just be different. And then she let go of those friends and got new friends. And those new friends have accepted every little bit of her personality because they recognize that's who she is. And she hasn't felt like she needed to change or like do any self-development or growth or whatever, because that's just who she is. And so I think if you're not harming anyone, and if you're just like being truly yourself, and that's just like your personality, then like the right people will love you for that. And another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that it's okay to let yourself be broken, because one day you will heal. And I really wish that I could have told myself this in my 20s, and honestly in my teens too, because for a long time I felt like I had to always have everything together. And still in a sense, I feel like that at times. And I think I felt like if I fell apart too much, that I wouldn't be able to put myself back together. And so if I would cry, I would cry like maybe one day and be like, okay, suck it up. Like you can't be broken for too long, because like, I don't know, I just felt like I would go into this deep dark hole. And maybe that thought process came because I did go into like a really deep sadness, like in college, and I kind of felt like I couldn't get out of it. And so now I feel like, and in my late 20s, mid 20s, I really struggled with just being okay, being not okay, and like not being together. And I feel like this is something that so often we can feel like we need to do, like just keep ourselves together, because like obviously life goes on. We have to go to work. We have to like do all the things, but it is okay to cry, and it is okay to get emotional about things. It's okay to be upset about the same things over and over and over again. Like, we're human. Like, in the same way that we laugh about the same jokes or the same movies, or the same way that we maybe get a little frustrated about things, like, that's just like normal. Like, we're not robots. And so I feel like I'm reminding you, but also reminding myself, that it's okay to let yourself be broken, because one day you will heal, and you don't have to feel like you can't come apart, because as humans, we're just like meant to feel emotions. And another thing that I wish I knew in my 20s is that you don't have to wait until things are perfect to start. And I think that this is something that so many people need to hear, because perfection can really, really, really get in the way of a lot of things. Like, I feel like when I first like switched my career and wanted to like do this full-time, like create content and like all that stuff, I feel like I felt like I needed all the things. I'm like, okay, I need a new camera. I need to like do this and do that. And every morning I would wake up and like listen to all these like different creators who would like give all these like tips and things. And not to say that those things are bad, like having a new camera and like getting tips and like all of that, those are good things in and of themselves. But I think that sometimes we can let those like the preparing and like the getting ready stunt us from actually starting. And I feel like that's for a lot of things, like with working out or wanting to move to a new city. You know, it's so easy to be like, yeah, like, you know, I definitely want to move here, but I'm just like not ready yet. Like, I just don't have everything together yet. Or even like traveling, I feel like that's a big thing too. Like, oh, well, I just don't know like where I want to stay. Like, maybe I'll try next year. Or you haven't really thought it out yet, but like one day that's a goal. And that's kind of what I was saying about like the summer thing, like the plans for the summer. I want to like make specific plans of like, this is what I want to do on these specific dates for the entire summer, and kind of like plan out my summer in the same way I plan out like travel. And so like, okay, on Thursday, like next week, I'm going to go to a pottery class, or Saturday of next week, I'm going to do this. And like, obviously it's not set in stone. Like, I'm literally just making it up on my own, but I feel like adding it into my calendar almost makes it like, okay, this is actually going to happen, versus every year, the start of the summer, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to do all these fun things. I have all these plans. I have this cool Pinterest mood board. And then I just like, I don't know. I just don't do it. And maybe it's because like, kind of going back to this, like, I feel like things kind of have to be exactly like the way that I want them. Like, I have to have a certain amount of friends that go with me, and it has to be like a sunny day, and like, I just have to be in a good mood and all of the things. But this year, like, I'm gonna do it if it's raining. Like, if I have to take out that blow up mattress when it's pouring rain and it's not like a beautiful day, or if I have to go by myself to a movie versus like with a friend, like, I'm doing all the things, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And I think that sometimes that feeling of things needing to be perfect can really stunt us from like taking that next step. But I want to encourage you to start even if it's messy, and start even if it feels like things aren't together, because it'll come together eventually. Like, I don't know. I feel like when I first started like my job, I definitely, like when I look back at my old like videos and things, I definitely did not know what I was doing. Like, did not know what I was doing at all. Like, I was filming on my phone and I was like not really great at editing, and I was just trying to like figure it out. But I think in figuring it out and like actually taking the step, it's really helped me to get to the point I'm at now, because I've just like learned so much. And I think that that goes for a lot of things. Like with working out, when I first started working out, I literally didn't know what I was doing. And I was just like kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall, like just seeing what would stick, and whatever would stick, I'm like, this is great. If it doesn't stick, then that's okay too. And I don't know, you don't have to be perfect to like do the things you want to do. Just start, even if you're not like having everything together the way that you want it, that is totally okay. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is to surround yourself with people who care about you and lift you up instead of bring you down. And I was actually like looking at this TikTok the other day. This is so funny. I feel like I reference TikTok so often. And someone on TikTok, another TikTok, they were saying how they're like, I kind of want to be like I was reading the newspaper the other day, or like I was reading an article the other day, instead of saying like I was looking at TikTok, because it sounds smarter. But honestly, like I'm going to like fully lean into like saying like I'm getting all this info from TikTok, because honestly, like, who cares? It's really not that serious. But I did think that was kind of funny. But in this TikTok, the girl, she was saying that someone was telling her, like, or asking her, they were like, how do you determine who is a good friend in your life? Who should be someone that actually stays in your life? And like, who should you let go of? And she's like, I feel like that's such a hard question, because obviously so many of us have like people in our lives who maybe have been there for a long time, or maybe like they're new to our life, but we just don't know, like, are they a good friend? Like, should we keep them? Should we not? And one thing that she said that I feel like really stuck out to me, she was like, you should keep the friends in your life who you don't have to like put on for, like who you don't have to perform for, who you don't have to be different for. And I was like, ooh, that hits, because like, how often do you have a friend over and you're like, ooh, let me clean up real quick, and let me like, you know, put on this like outfit, let me like, you know, say the right thing. And I just feel like it's so easy to fall into that. And I'm not saying that like with new friends, like you might act like that somewhat just until you're like comfortable. But if you've had a friend for like a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you're still feeling like you can't be yourself fully, or you can't like just be comfortable, and you have to kind of like put on and say the right things and do the right things, and like, they're probably not someone who maybe needs to be like in your life, or at least not the center of it. Like, I think that this year, and just like going into my 30s in general, I really wanted to be surrounded by people who I felt so completely comfortable with. And if I didn't feel comfortable with them, I wanted to try to like, I don't know, be more vulnerable, like open up a little bit more and see like what that response was. Because if maybe I was like more open, maybe they would be like closer to how I felt like that friendship should like look. And I mean, it's been trial and error. I feel like I've been open with some friends where I'm like, ooh, like, I don't know how like I feel about their response, or I don't know how I feel about just like being vulnerable like that, because I never have been with that friend. And so it's kind of been like different to, I don't know, open and change the dynamics of like specific friends that I've had for like a very long time. But that was one thing that I said. I was like, I am not going to have friends, and I'm in my 30s, you know, like we're getting up there. Like, I'm not going to have friends in my life who I don't feel like I can be myself with. And it's not that I have to be fully vulnerable and open, like tell every single thing to every single friend, because I do think that all friends have different purposes. But I do want to be able to be myself, and I don't want to have to feel like I need to put on some kind of mask for anyone. So definitely surround yourself with people who just like, I don't know, people who are going to care about you and who are going to lift you up and just not bring you down, and who you know are just going to be a good support for you. I feel like that's so important. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that your body will force you to rest if you don't. So prioritize rest today. And there were so many times when I would just run myself absolutely ragged, like absolutely ragged, because I'm like, I have a million and one things to do. I have to get them all done. And then I would go to sleep and wake up and be like, okay, I have a million and one things to do today. I absolutely have to get them all done. And then I would just do that day after day after day after day. And I feel like this year especially, have gotten so much better about actually taking time for myself. And is it hard? Yes. Like, I mean, am I like just making this like episode at 6:30 the night before it goes up? Yes. Should I have did it earlier? Probably. Did I want to go to Pilates? Yes. So like adding in the things that I want and moving and juggling other things to make it work, I feel like it's something that I've really tried to do this year, because so often I would just like put off things that I wanted to do because I felt like I needed to work, or I felt like I needed to just like do something else, be productive or whatever. And this year I'm like realizing that rest is productive. Rest is just as much a priority as like brushing my teeth, taking a shower, as doing all the things that I feel are so important. Like rest is just as important to revitalize me, to be able to have the energy to do all those things that are important. So I don't know. I feel like that's just another thing I wish that I knew in my 20s. Another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that it's harder to get what you want in life if you don't believe you deserve what you desire. I'm going to say that again because I feel like that's kind of like a mouthful, but it's another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that it's harder to get what you want in life if you don't believe you deserve what you desire. And I think that that is like so important, just to really like believe in yourself and believe that you like the dreams that you want are actually attainable for you. Like, I think sometimes we can be like, oh, like that dream, like, yeah, that's cool, but like, that's not for me. Like, that's for someone else. You know what I mean? And I feel like we can so often downplay our skills and downplay like what life could look like for us. And it's definitely a lot harder when you live life that way, because if you're constantly thinking that the things you're working towards are actually not going to happen, I feel like you sell yourself short a little bit. And another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that you don't have to waste your energy trying to get other people's opinion of you to change. Like, you don't have to do that. You shouldn't do that. Like, don't do that, because they're opinion of you literally doesn't matter. And I wish I could go back and tell myself this, because like I was saying before, I really was a carbon copy of the people around me. And I spent all of my time just like overthinking what I said, getting nervous about the things that I said, like wanting to say the right thing because I didn't want to upset someone. And I also think that's why for so long I was like very silent on the internet. Like, if you guys have been hanging out with me on the internet for a while, like, you've probably seen how like I have become like more open and more confident in my voice. And that isn't even just like online, just like in person. I'm so much more confident like disagreeing with someone, or just like, I don't know, having my own voice different from other people's opinions. And it's taken me a long time to get to this point, because for so long I felt like if I wasn't agreeing with someone, that like, I don't know, I was like being mean. And like, that's kind of silly now when I think back on it, because I'm like, it's not mean to just have a different opinion, because we're like, we have different life experiences. So of course, we're not going to think the exact same way as someone else. And if someone's opinion of you changes based on whether you're agreeable or whether you like, I don't know, cater to their thoughts, opinions, ideas, or whatever, like, I don't know. I feel like that's such a small way to view like how your friendship should be. And now obviously you would never want to be like mean to a person. Like, you would never want to like try to harm someone. But I think it's just, I don't know. I feel like for me, I felt like if I was being myself and not like being what, or being the friend that I felt like my friend wanted me to be, like wearing the same things that they wore, having the same opinion as them, like all those things, I almost felt like I was being a bad friend, which is like weird. And I don't know if anyone else was like that. Maybe I was the only person who was like that, but I felt like I just needed to be as similar to them as possible, because that was going to be what would make them like me the most. But I almost feel like the friends I have that are like so different from me have like, you know, I mean, of course I love friends who like things similar to me. But I think it's very cool whenever I find people who are so confident in their own hobbies and their own skills, their own ideas, and we can like have a conversation where I can learn from them, they can learn from me, and we can kind of have like a back and forth. Like, I don't know, I think that's the cool thing about like friendship and relationships. And another thing I wish I knew in my 20s is that it's okay to spend more time figuring yourself out. You don't have to know exactly who you are or what you want right now. You don't have to know today, tomorrow. Like, you literally have so much time. And that's a big one, because like, I feel like I, in like middle school, I was thinking about high school. And in high school, I was thinking about college. Like, what should I major in? What college should I go to? What are my friends going to be like? Like, what should I wear? How can I be cool? Then once I got to college, I was like, okay, well, what's my career going to be? Like, what's my job going to look like? Like, I need to like have these things figured out. I need to have like a friend group I'm going to have forever, because like, that's when people usually make friends, right? Like high school and college. And I just was constantly thinking about the future, constantly trying to figure things out. And I honestly feel like life kind of takes us like where we're supposed to go anyway. Like, whatever decision you make, I feel like is going to kind of lead you to the direction that you're supposed to go. And if it doesn't like take you to the right spot, I feel like you'll at least learn something from like that experience, even if it was the wrong decision, if that makes sense. So it's okay to spend more time figuring out who you are, what you want. Like, you don't have to know what degree you want right now. You don't have to know like where you want to live. You don't have to know any of these things. You can take time to figure that out. Like, you do not have to rush that. And like, I'm still figuring myself out now, and I'm like in my 30s, and I still will probably be figuring myself out in my 40s and my 50s and my 60s, because I don't think that like we ever get to a point where we are like, okay, like I have no more hobbies to like learn. I have no more friends to meet. I have no more like new ideas. I have nothing more to learn. Like, I feel like we're constantly changing, evolving, learning, growing. And like, that's just normal. And so you don't have to try to like figure everything out right now. Like, you don't have to figure out your belief system. You don't have to figure out like, oh, like, do I think that this is like the specific, I don't know, like, you don't have to figure it out. Like, you can just chill, like, calm down just a little bit. Like, you don't have to have everything figured out. And I do think that it is good to like learn and grow and like think about like what you believe and think about like the decisions that you want to make. I don't think that it's bad to think about those things, but I think when it gets to like that unhealthy like step, I guess it's, I don't know if that's like the right word, but I think when it gets unhealthy is when we're constantly like fixating on it. And I feel like that's what I did. I would constantly be like, what if I'm making the wrong decision? Like I need to do this and I need to do that, but like, I don't really know what I want to do, and I don't know where I want to go, and I don't know. And like, it would be this constant cycle. For example, I feel like I sometimes think about that with like kids. Like, I am obviously like 31, and I feel like a lot of people my age, they are like having kids, already have kids, or they know whether they want to have them or not. And like, I've been pretty open about how like, I don't think I want to have kids, but I could easily change my mind one day. And just the other day, I was like, well, maybe I do want to have kids, but like, I just don't know when I want to have kids. But like, I don't have the desire to have kids. So it's this constant cycle where I'm like, oh, like, do I want them? Do I not want them? Is this something that I want in my future? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have the desire, but will I have the desire one day? Like, will it just switch? Like, I don't know. And I feel like it's something I constantly think about, but like, I need to remind you and remind myself, like, those decisions, like, I still have time to figure them out. Like, I think that that's like one of the best parts of life, is that we don't have everything figured out. And so the journey of figuring out like what's next for us, I feel like makes life more fun. So I don't know. I hope that helps you feel just like a little bit more at ease, especially if you're like feeling stressed. And I hope that some of these like little chats gave you encouragement. And if they did, make sure you guys leave a review on the Love You Most Pod Spotify like Q&A box that I leave up every single week, or leave it over on Apple Podcasts reviews there. I love to read those. Let me see if there actually are some, because I feel like I read them every single week and I haven't checked in a minute. So let me check now. I think that there's actually one over on the Love You Most Pod Spotify. I try to leave that one up. There aren't any with the Apple Podcast, but one of you guys did leave a little response over on the episode that was all about books. And you guys are just like so freaking sweet. One of you guys said, love this episode, definitely do more. I definitely want to do more bookish episodes. I want to do them, but I also want to make sure that like everyone's included. And so like if someone doesn't love books, like I don't know, I don't want to like have you not be able to be a part of this. You know, I feel like you guys are getting so much of my life, which is like how I've grown, how I'm learning, how like what I've learned, like all the things, interests, hobbies. And I think like I want to have lots of bookish episodes. I've obviously only had two, and I think that you guys, you literally ate them up. But I also want to continue to talk about other things because I think that this is just a fun space to just like chat. And I hope it feels like FaceTiming with a friend. Like, I really hope it does. Like, that's the only vibe that I want to give from this podcast. Like, I don't want you to feel like you have to leave here learning something or like change something about yourself. Like, if you do, that's fine. Like, I'm not saying that you can't, but I think what I want you to leave with most from this podcast is a sense of friendship. And I want you to feel less alone. And I want you to feel like you have someone who's like trying to figure out their life too and kind of in your corner with you. Like, you don't have to feel like you're the only person who doesn't have life altogether. So I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.